and forget about all that stuff.
We're going in there blocking everything out. We're just worrying about playing a football game and getting better. All that other stuff is just numbers, so it doesn't get them extra points or it doesn't take points away from us. So we're just blocking it out and try to get better.
But it's exciting, though. I mean, you know those numbers, and to have the chance to play a top 10 team, a winning streak team like this.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's definitely exciting. It's always exciting when you get to play a top team or, you know, just compete every Saturday. That's fun. But it's definitely more at stake at this game. So it's going to be a fun game.
You can watch all the tape until your eyes fall out of a guy like Braxton Miller, but you know, he can be so elusive that, you know, you can't pick that up on tape. How do you try to prepare for stopping a guy like that?
It's just technique, coming in balance, keeping your eyes up, you know, doing your responsibilities. He's going to make his plays, you know, give him his plays, and just be ready to play the next play because he's a good athlete. He's on scholarship too, and he's going to make his plays. So
he's got a pretty strong arm too. I mean, you got to be watching both the run and the arm.
Yeah, he has a great arm. So it's going to take a 460 with all 11 players on offense, defense, special teams. So we just got to come prepared.
Growing up, was Ohio State a team that you cheered for regularly?
I was never a college football fan at all. I was more of a Browns fan. But I definitely had to watch them every Saturday, and my family is. But I never really got into the college level of sports.
Did you ever get a chance to go to a couple games with your family, like at the Shoe?
No, I've been there on the practice facility once time, and that was for a camp in high school. But I've never been to their stadium before.
So what do you feel is going to be going through your mind then on Saturday when you get this opportunity to play there? And I'm sure you have a lot of family that would be making the trip.
It's definitely an exciting moment. I probably won't forget this as you know, it's just good to go back home and play in front of your family and your friends. And, you know, it's a good opportunity, and I'm looking forward to it.
How far is Columbus from where you grew up?
About 2.5 hours.
2.5 hours?
Yeah.
What's been kind of the key to your guys' third down success?
I think just communication. We kind of lacked that kind of a little bit at Michigan State 2 weeks ago. But we just got to keep talking and get pressure on the quarterback so we can make it uncomfortable for them.
How good was the timing of this bye week?
I think it was perfect, and our next one is even better. You know, we played half our season, and we got a bye week, and we played for two more, and we got another bye week. So I think it was perfect, and we definitely used it as an advantage for us, and I think we got better over the bye week.
Did you use it as kind of a reevaluation period of those first 6 weeks?
Yeah, we did, and we also just focused on things we needed to improve on, and just tried to get better for. You know, the next opponent was just Ohio State. So we just try to go back to the basics and fix our fundamentals up.
Thank you.
We talked to Andrew and John Loudermilk about the burning of their Ohio State gear. I'm not sure you were an Ohio State fan. Were you?
No, I never was. My dad and my stepmom, they're Ohio State fans. But I never really got into it for some reason. I'm not sure why, but I don't have to go through burning or anything like that because I have nothing to burn. But, yeah, I was never an Ohio State fan, though.
What were you growing up in Ohio? You had to be some sort of football fan of something.
I was more a Cleveland Browns.
Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, so I watched the Browns.
Fun of the Bengals all day.
Yeah, I was more the Browns. I'm closer to Cleveland, about 45 minutes, so I was more of a Browns fan.
What was your recruitment with Ohio State like? Were you on their map?
No, I got invited to one of their camps, their senior camps. My senior year, I went up there for a camp, and I met the running backs coach at the time. I think it was Dick Trussell, I think. That's who I met a couple times, but it was never, you know, we're recruiting you. It was I came up there, and I ended up getting recruited by, like, Eastern Michigan or something like that. So it was never, I don't think I was ever on the recruiting radar.